Thanks for adjusting those mics for me. Has it ever occurred to you that you very courteously, every night, adjust the mics for me, and your name is Mike?
No.
See, that's why they call me a Renaissance man. And I think of stuff like that. And I carry smallpox. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been on stage now for almost an hour without Googling myself. And I think you can understand the kind of anxiety that can put a person like myself under. And I want you to get to know the Steep Canyon Rangers a little bit better, so I've asked them to do a song on their own. Do you think you can do that? Do you think you can handle it?
We can try.
Yeah, it must be awful for you. By the way, the Rangers have a new album out. What is the title of that album?
Nobody Knows You.
Wow. And where can they get this album?
In the lobby.
Whoa, what a coincidence. Well, I can't wait to download it from a Chinese website. We should put a Chinese website booth in the lobby. By the way, the album went to number one on the bluegrass charts. And on the pop charts, it went to number 10,227. By the way, we also have an album out called Rare Bird Alert, and that did very well. And my merchandise is not selling so well this tour. I should have stuck with hats and t-shirts rather than going with the perfume. By the way, if you're not enjoying the show so far, you're wrong. Because the Rangers and I were voted by the IBMA, that's the International Bluegrass Music Association, as Entertainers of the Year. They don't hand that out to just anybody until this year. So if you're not enjoying the show, maybe tonight, when you go home, you should take a good long look in the mirror and think, what can I bring to the show as an audience member next time? Anyway, I'm going to leave you for one song, and then I'll be right back. Charles, do you have a beer or something I could have?
Thank you.
I remember when I was in the hallway and I heard Mike on the mandolin playing that song, going through the different parts, and he came out and he said, you know, I've been working on this. Mind if I run through for you? And he played all the parts. And he said, what do you think? And I said, you know, I think I just wrote me a new song. But that was written by Mike Gugino, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, I don't know, you know, I'm a little high from Googling myself and the beer and the music. Would you mind doing one more while I recover that one time?